Okay, Joe, thank you. Thank you, and here we go. What a day for this history-making remote broadcast. This is Joe Beats over WX21 Chicago. I hope you're hearing this now as I'm speaking from the lawn of Bridhurst Manor, the high society home of Jonas Acme, fair-haired pharaoh of American industry. A grim, closed-mouthed Chief O'Moriarty pushed his way through the pack of yapping news hounds and a growing crowd of curiosity seekers barely 10 minutes ago while we were setting up our equipment. Now, while we're waiting for a statement from inside the great house, let me bring you, those of you who can hear me right now, up to date. First, the mysterious theft in mid-Atlantic of a secretly developed power generator, the heart of the Acme All Night Light and Power Company. Then, announcement of indefinite delay in the construction of the Acme Canal. What a blow to the Windy City. And all this in the midst of the worst electrical crisis of our new modern decade, as trolleys, iron hearts, and cattle prods switch on and off like a crazy monkey. The reason? Possibly that glowing gas bag that plunged zizzing into Lake Acme early last week. But no, that story's gonna have to wait, for here comes that daredevil dandy himself, Frank Acme Jr. in his high-toned yellow runabout. Just work my way down to the... Getting out of the car with young Frank is the celebrated English crime stopper, Hemlock Stone.
Frank, can you tell us what's going on inside?
I can't.
Can the Acme stock stand the slaughtering? It's getting in the market.
We'll bull through it.
Tell me, Mr. Stones, have you got a statement for the radio listeners?
Yes, I'm quite jazzed to be here in Chicago, the home of the vacuum flapper, pig oil beer, and the Zeppelin chew.
This is the microphone, sir. This is the microphone here.
Oh, I see. And here's a special hello to its new owner. I'm sure he's listening. That twisted genius who should be beneath all this. The electrician.
Mr. Stones? Who's he, and how's he connected with this case?
Excuse me, Mr. Stones, but we mustn't keep Dad and his police waiting.
Quite fright, Frank. But I would like to say, boys, that ought to give you all enough to chew on, boys.
Thanks.
What's our hero to do now? What do you think of American girls?
Well, they're both going inside now, and what a shocker this is. That dynamo of detective energy has switched some new light on current events, sparking the positive hope that he's going to run the negative force to ground. Wow. And now, while we're waiting for something to happen here, we return to the Cubist Lounge, the sophisticated music of the Hotel Vermouth, for Big Louis and his continental cocktails. Are we off, Joe?
Sergeant, close the door, please.
Yes, Mr. Acme Jr., sir. Go right in there, waiting for you in the flute room.
Okay. Sorry about our local news dog, sir, nipping at your heel, but...
That's all right.
Don't you think you have bitten off more than you can chew?
Well, lad, what's cheese for the mouse is a snack for the rat.
Gee,
you like horse meat.
What is all this animal imagery,
I'd rather bit
sir?
Them I mean, than bite them, doctor.
Does it have any meaning?
I don't care, Dougley. Look, we'll just have to hold on. Look, I can't hear you. This phone keeps cutting on and off like a crazy monkey.
Hello, everyone.
Look, just tell the president to put it between two pieces of bread and eat it.
It's all right.
Goodbye.
About the little rat.
I mean, Sal. Stones, where have you been? Turn off that radio.
Hi, Dad.
Chief, hi, son. The chief and I have been waiting here for over an hour.
Oh, Mr. Stones, just wanted to see where the gas bag hit the lake, Dad.
Yes, it left a great gaping hole in the water.
Well, damn it and fry it. What do holes in Lake Acme have to do with the theft of my tube?
Well, there's an old Swiss saying, Mr. Acme. Trouvez le raton, trouvez le trou.
That's Canadian, sir. To find the rat...
Look for the hole, right, Chief?
Bulls, pizzles, you frogs don't know a hop in hell about American crime. Leave it to me and the boys in black and blue, sir. We're ready to terrorize every small shopkeeper and roust every decent citizen out of his private home.
I don't think, Chief Moriarty, that you'll find this fiend at home.
Shut up!
Take it easy, Chief.
I don't care how you do it or who does it. I want that electrician behind bars.
Well, I'm behind the bar right now. Cocktails, anyone?
I'll say.
Irish coffee for me.
Just open a quick Jeroboam of champagne for everyone, bye.
Okay, Frankie.
Coke for me, please. I understand it comes in bottles in this country.
Oh, here you are, Mr. Stone.
Oh, thank you.
Private industrial stock.
Just a moment. This drink may be doped.
Oh,
yes, it is. How refreshing. Did you know they once found a rat tail in one of these bottles?
Oh, disgusting.
Rat parts. Ha ha, you see, Plotsom. I played the part of the rat.
Yes, indeed, Stones, I do see.
But the twitchy-nosed goon rat officialdom triumphed.
Get your rats off in a triumph.
The rodent control board pressured us.
Rode on the running board.
And I was written out.
Driven out, oh, Stones, those vermin.
Precisely, and gentlemen. The biggest of them all eats the most electricity.
So what, Stones?
So I must follow the rat to find the cat before the rat eats the cat that's under the house that Jack built. Acme.
What?
How much, Jack, did this house host?
Horse corsets? You're insane,
Stones. You can't squeeze any sense out of that limey's juice.
That's right, Chief. The more juice, the better.
Not in my country club.
This electrician is in more danger than he could possibly know. Mm. You see, each time the tube is used, he is drawn closer, ever closer, into the juicy jaws of fate.
Excuse me, everybody. I think I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, all this blarney's not putting anybody in jail. I'm going, because we're going to get your electric thingamajig back if we have to drag every wobbly red to his feet and knock him back down the church steps.
Do your worst, Chief. Your future unemployment depends on it.
Shut up.
All right, Stones. If you're through playing a cat and rat with us, how do you intend to get a jump on the electrician?
Well, actually, I think I'll go jump in the lake.
Keep rolling, Stones. You can find it just a shot away.
But, Doctor, my dear fellow, I've found him already.
He'll never find me.
There, you see, it worked. I flushed him out.
It's him. I am the electrician.
I know that
speaking
voice.
Through the radio. It's amazing. You do it, too. All you need, Epilin tube.
That's my tube.
Infinite power, and be yours.
Now, just a second. I want my tube back.
Timely personal message. Did Jonas go when the lights went out?
This is my house, and I don't...
Look out, Slocum!
I've got them now!
You certainly do, and you can take your hands right off them!
All right, everyone, calm down. I've got the lights. Turn off that
damn radio. The lights went out in the bathroom, and I missed everything. What a mess.
No, what's amiss? And what's amiss is your father.
Jonas is missing!
Gosh, you mean my dad's been hijacked by criminals?
Yes, well, he's kidnapped. But we'll find him. Tell me, Frank, how does one get to be a criminal in this town?
I drink beer.
Smoke rag.
Maybe dance on
dance
Sundays.
Dance on Sundays, yes.
And where does one do that?
At a low dive with continuous entertainment.
Like the Mobius Dick. They wail all night.
No, Vi. That's a very cheesy place.
Sure
dad would never be found in a hole in the wall like that.
Took me there on my birthday.
Au contraire, Frank. A hole in the wall is just the spot to trap a rat.
No.
Let's go.
I don't think so, Mr.
Stone. I'll get
Stone.
A new dress.
I think we ought to start at the public sponge.
Where's everybody going? Right.